Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin in Gaza, where there's been an Israeli strike on a mosque in the Jabalia refugee camp. Emergency teams scrambled to rescue survivors who were trapped under the rubble in the Al-Fakura area. One person was killed and 11 others injured. 1,000 people had been taking shelter in the area. Israel's war cabinet will reconvene for a third day in the coming hours as it decides how to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack. Tehran fired hundreds of missiles and drones towards Israel on Saturday. It says the attack was retaliation for a deadly strike on its consulate in Damascus 2 weeks ago. Military officials say Israel will respond when it sees fit.
We are closely assessing the situation. We remain at our highest level of readiness. Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly. The IDF remains ready to counter any threat from Iran and its terror proxies as we continue our mission to defend the State of Israel.
Two Palestinians have been killed in the village of Kibbut Atwil near Nablus in the occupied West Bank. A Palestinian Wafa news agency is reporting they were shot by Israeli settlers. The flare-up in violence follows the disappearance of a 14-year-old settler whose body was found on Saturday.
When we got there, settlers were there and Israeli forces. Then 50 more settlers came. They started pepper spraying us. Then I was hit by a rock on the back of my head. I fell and they beat me with sticks. I kept running and tripping. Both soldiers and settlers were shooting at us. We were less than 20 meters away. They kept running and shooting at people.
Police in Australia are treating a knife attack on a controversial religious leader at a Sydney church as a terrorist act. At least four people were injured when a man lunged at a bishop mid-service on Monday. Hundreds of riot police were deployed when the bishop's supporters gathered at the church. Jury selection has begun in Donald Trump's hush money trial. It's the first of four criminal trials the former president is facing as he campaigns to return to the White House. Now, two decades ago this month, photos of smiling U.S. soldiers posing with humiliated detainees at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison caused shock around the world. And after years of legal battles, the lawsuit brought by three prisoners began on Monday.
On the Inside Story podcast, will Israel respond to Iran's attack? If so, how? The US is urging Israel not to react, but Israel says it's weighing its options. What does it all mean for an already volatile region? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.